Good morning. Welcome to Chinese Faith Baptist Church online worship on the second Sunday in July. We are right in the middle of summer. Last Sunday, after worship, Annie and I went to the Dalles, the eastern part of the Columbia Gorge. It was so beautiful and warm outside. It's in the 80s and it's close to about 10 degrees warmer than Portland. The fresh was crisp and fresh, and the scenery was really breathtaking. Seeing God's creation in front of our eyes reminded us that how great our God is. Despite the current coronavirus pandemic and the challenge that we face every day in our lives, we know God is great. So let's continue to pray that our God will make this pandemic pass very shortly.
各位早晨，欢迎你嚟到忠诚浸信会嘅网上崇拜。今日系7月嘅第2个星期日，夏天已经嚟咗成个几月啦。 咁上個禮拜我哋崇拜完咗之後咧，Annie同我咧就去咗哥倫比亞峽谷嘅東邊嘅呢一個省叫做達勒斯，The Dalles。 咁出邊咧就係即係80度華氏表以上啦，同埋比起波特倫係大約暖咗成10度到咧，咁空氣咧就非常先新鮮同埋。 真係好舒服嘅，同埋風景又迷人美麗。咁喺我哋面前見到神嘅創造，咁就令到我哋諗起神係真係偉大。無論我哋係呢個疫情係點樣嘅困難，或者我哋嘅生活係幾多挑戰，我哋知道耶穌基督係偉大嘅。 咁我哋祈求我哋神会将呢个新冠状病毒嘅疫情快啲成为过去式。咁用我哋嘅歌声嚟去敬拜我哋嘅耶稣基督。Let us worship with our songs. Every blessing that we have in this world come from the Lord Jesus Christ. 我哋所有嘅福都係由個源頭都係耶穌基督，萬福源頭 come thou font. Found every blessing to my heart to sing thy grace, streams of mercy never ceasing, over songs of loudest grace. Teach me some melodious songs, sung by flaming tongues above. Raise the mountain, fix upon it, mount of thou redeeming love. For you love said, even ye did, mong ju bong jo, lo yu gum, fern mong yan ju. 一生到人，看帝天家梦福音，愿我失丧，愿你呼救，耶稣真知爱人老，因主救我，免于危险，流着宝血，礼罪护。 to praise, how great a debtor daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy goodness like a fetter by my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. Is my heart, oh, take and seal it. Seal it for thy courts above.
以赛亚书四十二章第三节，压伤的芦苇，他不折断；那将残的灯火，他不会吹灭。Isaiah 42:3 A bruised willow he will not break, and a smothering wick he will not snuff up. In faithfulness.He will bring forth justice. 压伤的芦苇他不折断，那将残的灯火，他不会吹灭。寻求你怜恤我的软弱，谁愿无力走过这生？盼救主谁听，心中困倦，现实压迫中装出欢笑。人自顾寻觅，空虚现落，谁安慰念记？耶稣顾念我，求在你怀内医好我的创伤，洁净我罪。你舍身拯救我，生命全能主应许。耶稣顾念我，求被你陶造，一生里紧靠依，再没有畏惧，自舍生兴对我于医治，这是你应许。压伤的芦苇，它不折断，那将残的灯火。他不会吹灭，寻求你怜恤我的软弱，谁愿无力走过这生？盼主的求听，心中困倦，然而压迫中装出欢笑，旁人自顾寻觅，空虚现落。谁安慰念记？耶稣顾念我，求在你怀内医好我的创伤，洁净我罪。你舍身拯救我，生命全能主应许。耶稣顾念我。求被你陶造，一生里更靠依，再没有畏惧，自牺牲的爱与医治，借你你应许。耶稣顾念我，求在你怀内医好我的创伤，洁净我罪。你舍身拯救我，生命全能主应许。
应许。耶稣顾念我，求被你陶造，一生里紧靠依，再没有畏惧。你车灯的爱恋医治，这是你应许。
We have been learning from Philippians that we need to rejoice regardless of circumstances. We choose to rejoice. When our heart is in the right place, when our worship is with the right attitude, we will be able to rejoice regardless of the circumstances. 我们现在在腓立比书那里学着，是无论环境是怎样，我们都应该要欢欣。当我们的心是正确的时候，当我们的态度也都是正确的时候，我们就会可以在主里面欢欣。 The heart of worship， 敬拜从我心。Music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to bring something that's of worth that would bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song.For a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship.When it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry for the wounds I made it. When it's all about you, and it's all about you, Jesus.Though I'm weak and poor, all I have is yours, every single breath. I'm bringing you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required.You search my deeper within, through the way things appear, you look into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, when it's all about you, and it's all about you.I'm sorry, Lord, for the things I made it. When I dwell about you, it's all about you, Jesus. It's
it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. It's all about you. It's all about you. I bring you more than a song, for the song in itself is not what you have required. You rest much deeper within, though the way things appear, you're looking into my heart. Coming back to the hearts of worship when it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, love, for the things I made it. When it's all about you, it's all about you. It's all about you. It's all about you. It's all about you. It's all about you.
Thank you for joining us for another digital worship service.
多謝大家, 今天我們一起也在網上來作敬拜。
It was wonderful to see the testimonies in the last newsletter.
很多謝大家給我們一些見證, 大家可以分享你在主裡面的經歷。
It is good to see that in the midst of everything we're going through, God is working in your lives.
雖然在這個疫情當中, 看見神在我們的生命當中, 是一直在作工。
And I want to ask you to join me as we pray to God and ask Him to continue working in our lives.
我們一起來禱告, 讓神在我們的生命當中一起來繼續的工作。
Lord, we praise you.
神啊,我們在這裡讚美你。
You are the God of all wisdom.
神啊,你是宇宙当中的智慧的来源。
You know what is good and what is just and what is right.
神啊,你知道是什么是好,什么是公义,什么是正确。
And you know best what our world needs right now.
你知道我们世界现在需要的是什么。
And so, Lord, we trust you.
神啊,我是完全相信你。
But we ask you to help us to trust you even more.
神啊,我们求你帮助我们更加将我们的信心完全投靠于你。
The issues we're facing in our world are beyond our control.
神啊,我们今天面对所有的问题,根本我们人是没法子能够控制过来。
So please, in your mercy, come and intervene.
神啊,求你怜悯我们,在这当中来帮助我们。
Lord, please bring justice to our land.
神啊,求你在这个地方是显出这个公义。
Please bring healing to our land.
神啊,在这个地方是医治这个世界。
And please bring peace to our land.
神啊,给我们地上当中带有这个和平。
And Lord, we think of specific needs in our congregation that we ask for your help.
神啊,我们现在为了我们的会众当中有需要的,求你来到向你来到呼求。
Lord, we pray that you would be very present with Warren and healing his body.
神啊,我们求你亲自的在Warren的弟兄的身上来医治他。
We pray that you would bring comfort and wisdom to his family.
神啊，求你俾佢嘅家人有呢个嘅安慰，有智慧嘅点样嚟到照顾自己嘅父亲。
We pray for your continued work in Annie's life.
神啊，求你继续喺阿 Annie 屋嘅身上嚟到作工。
And we pray that you would comfort and encourage and give wisdom to Paul.
求你亦都俾阿 Paul 能够有安慰同埋有智慧，点样照顾家庭。
And Lord, we pray for protection and for comfort for Fred.
神啊，亦都为到阿 Fred 嘅弟兄嚟祷告，求你俾佢有安慰，能够有依靠你。
Lord, we ask that you would bring healing and safety to all in our congregation.
上帝，我亦都求你俾我哋整个嘅会众当中，神啊，你保护每一位嘅人。
Please intercede as the great healer and protector.
神啊，你成为我哋嘅医治者，喺当中一齐与我哋嘅参与。
Lord, we pray that you would also intercede as the great provider.
神啊，你都系我哋嘅供应者。
Please continue to put food on our tables.
神啊，求你系供应我哋日常所需要嘅。
And please continue to provide income for each of our families.
神啊，求你俾我哋每个嘅家庭都有呢个嘅嘅金钱嘅来源。
We pray that you would protect and provide for our missionaries.
神啊，亦都求你继续嘅保护供应我哋嗰啲嘅宣教士。
Give them the resources to continue doing their good work.
求你供应佢哋使工作上所需要嘅资源。
Lord, we pray that you would care for Pastor James and his family.
神啊，求你继续看顾萧牧师佢哋一家人嘅需要。
Provide for them and give them patience and trust in you.
俾佢哋有呢个嘅忍耐，更加嘅完全相信主你嘅带领。
And Lord, we pray that not only would you intervene, but that you would also grant us wisdom.
神啊，唔单止系你参与喺我哋各样嘅事情嘅其中，求你更加系嚟到系帮助我哋，供应俾我哋。
We continue to pray that you would give wisdom to the world and national leaders.
求你继续嘅供应，系俾赐予俾世界嘅领袖，俾佢哋有智慧，点样嚟到处理世界嘅事情。
But we especially pray that you would give wisdom to your church.
求你俾智慧作为教会嘅领袖嘅人。
Teach us to walk in justice and in mercy.
神啊，求你俾我哋行喺呢个公义当中，行喺呢个怜悯嘅里边。
Teach us to be peacemakers.
求你成为我哋能够成为一个和平嘅使者。
Give us humility and help us rid ourselves of pride.
神啊，求你俾我哋学习谦卑，放低我哋自己嘅自我。
And Lord, I pray that today you would let us honor you with our singing.
神啊，愿你我哋今日所唱嘅诗歌能够荣耀主你。
And I pray that you would challenge us with your word.
神啊，用你嘅说话嚟到向我哋挑战。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
为祷告奉我哋救主耶稣基督嘅名祷告，阿门。
Last week, we began the second half of Paul's letter to the Philippians.
我们上个星期讲到保罗的书信的第二部分。
And in verse 1 of chapter 3, Paul claimed that his words would be a safeguard for the church in Philippi.
在第三章的第一节，保罗讲到他对他们所说的说话是对于他们是有益处的。
As we continue into verse 2, we'll see that Paul continues this thought by warning the Philippians.
在第二节的时候看到保罗继续将这个思想教导腓立比教会，知道对话给他们听，他对他们对于他们发出一个警告。
And the urgency of this warning is seen by Paul's repetition of the word beware.
就是他不断的重复，就是叫他们要提醒他们，要警告他们。
Let's read Philippians 3 verse 2.
我们看看第三章的第二节。
Beware of those dogs. Beware of those workers of evil. Beware of those who mutilate the flesh.
他说应当防备犬类，防备作恶的，防备妄自行割的。
Now Paul was warning the Philippians to watch out for a particular group of people.
保罗是警告他们要特别的留心，有一部分的人在这里。
And Paul did not think that these people posed a physical danger.
保罗的意思不是说他们受到肉体上的危机。
He was not so much warning the Philippians about these people as about their ideas.
他们不是说要防止这班人，而是防止防备这班人对他们教导他们的思想。
These people were coming and teaching dangerous ideas in the church.
这一班人来到腓立比教会是教导一些错误的思想。
And Paul saw these ideas as a genuine danger, and so he provided this urgent warning.
所以保罗看到他们所教的思想是很紧急的，要他们一定要防备他们的教导。
So to understand Paul's warning, we should try to figure out who these people were and what the ideas were that they were teaching.
所以我们看看保罗来到警告他们的时候，要看看这班人是什么，他们所教导的思想是什么。
And in order to do this, I want to do a little review of biblical history.
所以我们要知道这班人是什么的时候，我们要看看犹太人的历史是怎样。
Much of this you will already know.
很多的大家已经知道的了。
But I want to highlight those parts that are relevant to this verse.
所以我用一些的例子，讲一些的背景，是对这句经文是有关系的。
Now, last fall in the English service, we studied the book of Genesis.
在去年秋季的时候，我们读着这个创世纪。
In that book, God chose a man named Abraham, and he made a covenant with him.
神是拣选了亚伯拉罕，同亚伯拉罕是立了这个约在这里。
And in that covenant, God promised to make Abraham's family into a great nation.
神是同亚伯拉罕是立了约，要亚伯拉罕的后裔成为一个大国。
But more importantly, he promised that he would bless all the nations of the earth through Abraham's family.
神更加是立了个约，就是说以后世界可以藉着亚伯拉罕的后裔成为一个其他的国的祝福。
And God gave Abraham and his family a sign for this covenant.
神是给亚伯拉罕的后裔有一个标记，是表明他们是神所拣选的人。
And the sign was that all the men in Abraham's family had to undergo circumcision.
这个的记号就是所有亚伯拉罕的后裔，他们的子女儿孙都是要行这个的割礼。
And so circumcision became an important symbol to signify that Abraham's family were the people of God.
这个割礼就是代表一个的象征，以色列人行这个割礼就是神，他们是被拣选的人。
Well, many years went by and Abraham's family did grow into the great nation of Israel.
时间过了的时候，亚伯拉罕的后裔是成为一个很多的成为一个的大国。
However, the Israelites found themselves enslaved to the nation of Egypt.
但是最终的这个以色列人最终成为埃及一些的奴仆。
So in the book of Exodus, God sent a man named Moses to rescue them from Egypt.
在出埃及记，神是差派摩西来到拯救这班的以色列人出来。
And after he rescued them, Moses led them into the wilderness to Mount Sinai.
神摩西带领以色列人出了埃及之后，去到这个旷野，这个西奈山那里。
And it was at Mount Sinai that God told the nation of Israel that they would be his special possession out of all the nations.
神就在这个西奈山那里告诉以色列人知，他们将会成为其他国家他们的拣选的一族。
And God also told them that they would be a kingdom of priests.
更加告诉他们以色列人知，他们成为这个祭司之国。
But in order to do this, they would need to be a holy nation.
如果他们要做到这样的时候，他们一定要成为一个圣洁的国家。
This meant that they needed to be set apart and distinct from all the other nations.
他们要成为一个圣洁的国的时候，他们要与其他的国是分别为圣出来。
And this distinctiveness would be seen in all aspects of their life, but especially in their worship.
就是他们要在他们生命当中要分辨出来，最主要的就是在他们的敬拜方面一定要分辨出来。
The Gentile nations that surrounded Israel worshipped many different gods.
在这个外邦的国家里面，他们是拜很多的偶像。
And these gods required all manners of different kinds of wicked rituals.
但是这些拜偶像的人，他们行了很多邪恶的仪式在这里。
Some of these people would even cut themselves and mutilate themselves to appease their gods.
他们这班的要敬拜那些偶像的人，他们要自割，残害自己的身体，来到是拜这些自己的偶像。
And the Israelites were told that they were not to do this for the true God of the universe.
神话俾以色列人知，佢哋唔应该咁样做，因为佢哋拜我哋敬拜嘅神唔需要佢哋咁样做。
The Israelites needed to be both morally pure and ritually pure.
神系只系要求以色列人喺佢嘅行为道德方面都要纯洁。
And this special relationship that Israel had with God was a high privilege.
就是他们有跟神之间有这么特殊的关系的时候，代表以色列国有这个高度的特权在这里。
They were God's special possession.
他在神的当中有特别的权利。
And yet it was clear that this special privilege was always for the sake of the Gentile nations.
就是他们有这个特别的权利的时候，特权的时候，他就与外邦人当中是又要分辨出来。
God wanted to bless all of the nations through Israel.
神是希望藉着以色列人向其他的人能够得去向他们祝福。
Now, throughout Israel's history, they endured a great deal of suffering and oppression.
以色列人在经历的当中，他们经历过忍受很多的受苦和反对。
And the height of this suffering came when they were sent into exile to live as captives in a pagan nation.
最高的刑罚就是以色列人是被放逐到异国的里面。
And this experience of suffering helped them to forge a greater sense of identity.
所以在他们的受苦当中，更加锻炼出他们自己的身份的认同出。
They knew that they had to be separated from all of the pagan nations.
他们以色列人认为他一定要跟其他的异端异教是分辨出来。
And they began to take more pride in their status as God's special possession.
他对于他自己的身份，他们是自豪的，因为他自己觉得他自己是神所拣选他们一个选民。
And so they wanted to be extra careful that they would never become ritually impure by associating with Gentile people.
所以他们在的行为当中一直的表现，他们所做的跟其他的异端是又要分辨到出来。
And in fact, they grew to despise the Gentile people.
他甚至乎是鄙视其他的异教。
And a common way for them to show this disdain was to call the Gentiles dogs.
所以他们要跟他们分辨出来，他就称呼外邦的教，他成为这个的犬类。
And dogs were not seen as the cute family pets that they are today.
我们这些的犬类在美国的社会来讲，我们最受欢迎的。
Dogs were dirty scavengers, and they were unclean animals.
所以在外邦来讲，他们讲到他们一个很不洁净，好像一些的清道夫一样，是不干净。
And so this made it the perfect insult for the Gentiles who were also unclean.
所以他称呼这些的外邦的人成为这个外邦的犬类的时候，是鄙视他们一种的称呼。
And so the Jewish religious leaders began to focus on those aspects of the covenant that most visibly separated them from the other nations.
所以这个犹太的宗教，他们关注于他们神之间所立的这个标记，跟其他的国不同的分辨出来。
And they put an emphasis on the sign of circumcision, which designated them as the people of God.
所以这个割礼就是更加指明他们所有的割礼，就是神拣选他们作为神 的选民。
This was one clear way that they could know who was on the inside with God and who was on the outside.
所以接受了割礼的就是说你是神那边的人，如果你未受割礼的就是这个外邦的人。
And by the time Jesus came on the scene, Jewish people were good at keeping these boundaries.
所以耶稣未来的时候，他们将这个割礼就是分辨得很清楚的。
Above all, they did not want to be like those Gentile dogs who worked evil and mutilated themselves for their gods.
所以他们就指明，他们不想好像这个异端的人，这些犬类一样，他们不圣洁，他们行邪恶的事情，残害自己的身体。
And this was the way that the Jewish people lived when Jesus came amongst them as their Messiah.
很多人在犹太人的里面都相信耶稣基督是这个弥赛亚。
And many of these Jewish people actually put their faith in Jesus as their Messiah.
他们犹太人更加相信耶稣基督是这个弥赛亚。
They believed that through Jesus, God was finally coming to save his special people.
有一部分犹太人相信耶稣基督是神所差派的弥赛亚，是来到拯救他们。
But they still wanted to remain distinct as a nation.
但他仍然希望和其他的国能够分辨到出来。
They believed that God or Jesus had come to save God's people, and God's people were them, the Israelites.
就是他相信神是差派耶稣基督来拯救他们，这班被拯救的人就是他们这班的以色列人。
They had forgotten that God's plan from the beginning was to bring blessing to all the nations.
但是他们忘记了神是要拯救万民。
Well, one day, Jesus came in a vision to speak to the Apostle Paul.
有一天，神耶稣基督亲自来向保罗来到是说话。
He instructed Paul to carry the good news to all the Gentile nations.
耶稣基督是吩咐保罗成为这个外邦的使徒。
And the book of Acts tells about Paul's journeys.
在这个的使徒行传讲到保罗向这个外邦人所传的福音的路程。
He traveled and told people the good news about Jesus, and both Jewish people and Gentile people began to believe in him.
所以在保罗的这个的宣教的旅程里面，向外邦人和犹太人一路宣讲耶稣基督这个的拯救。
And Paul instructed these believers to put aside the ancient boundaries that had divided Jews and Gentiles.
保罗教导他要将他们自己旧有的传统，这个国礼 要放低过来，要不要再遵守。
Through Jesus, the dividing wall of hostility had been torn down.
因为耶稣基督来到的时候，将这个人之间的隔膜已经 是消除了过来。
But some of the Jewish believers knew in their hearts that Paul was wrong.
很多犹太人信了耶稣的，很多信了耶稣的犹太人，他们相信保罗的教导是错。
They knew that the people of God were the Israelites.
他相信犹太人，他相信这个被选民是这个的以色列人。
And if these new Gentile believers wanted to be included in the people of God, then they would have to become Jews.
他们相信这班的外邦人，如果相信耶稣去被拯救的时候，他们一定要将他自己成为这个的犹太人。
So they began traveling to these churches that Paul had started.
所以他也都跟着保罗所行的这个的宣教的路途，来到去探访这些的教会。
And they began demanding that the Gentile believers be circumcised and follow all of the laws that were given at Mount Sinai.
所以这班的犹太的律法主义者，他们就需要他们这班的外邦人相信了耶稣之后，仍然要跟随这个犹太人这个的传统，跟随他们守这些的约。
Theologians often call these people Judaizers because they were trying to turn Gentiles into Jews.
所以这个的神学家，这个学者就将这班的人成为犹太的律法主义者。
They taught that faith in Jesus was not enough to be included in the people of God.
就是他们告诉他们，你只是求相信耶稣的时候，都不足够被拯救。
Gentiles needed to become Jews in order to benefit from the Jewish Messiah.
所以他们要求这些外邦人要成为这个犹太人，他就得到这个以色列人所有的这个同一样有这个的祝福。
And it was against this idea that Paul was warning the Philippian church.
就是这个就是保罗要警告腓立比教会的弟兄姊妹要防备这个的思想。
Now, the Philippian church was made up of mostly Gentile believers.
在腓立比教会，所有大部分都是这个外邦人。
We don't know if these Judaizers had already made their way to the church in Philippi.
我们不知道是这个的犹太的律法主义者，他来到这个腓立比教会没。
But whether they had arrived there or not, Paul felt the need to warn the Philippians against them.
无论他们来到没都好了，但是保罗是警告他这班的律法主义者所有的对他们的教导。
And next week we'll talk about why Paul felt so strongly about this.
所以下个星期我要看看保罗为什么这么强烈的反对他们的教导。
This week I want to focus on a secondary issue that I believe is very relevant for us today.
所以我今天要讲的就是我们所教导的思想对于我们今天是很有关联的。
These Judaizers were very zealous for their cause.
这班的律法主义者他们非常的热心去做事。
They were convinced that they were right and that they were the ones on God's side.
他们认为他们自己是对的，他认为现在所做的是为上帝而去做。
They were the good guys.
他们这班是一个好的人。
And they had centuries of tradition that supported this belief.
他们一直来讲有历史是他们相信他们所做的事。
They even had scripture that they believed supported their position.
他更加引用这个经文是支持他们所相信的。
They were doing things God's way.
他们认为他们所做的是神想他们这样做。
They were the good guys, and the pagan Gentiles were the bad guys.
他们认为他们的这班的好人，异教那班是一班的坏人。
I want you to see what Paul does in this passage.
所以我看看保罗在这段的经文怎么来教导。
He does not simply argue against their teaching.
他们不是只是，保罗不是只是在这里帮他们争论他们的教导。
He actually argues against this teaching in much more detail in the book of Galatians.
在加拉太书，保罗更加详细解释他们所教导的是错。
But here in Philippians, he turns the tables on the Judaizers.
就是他将在这个腓立比书那里，就是将犹太人这个律法主义来到推翻你们。
Now remember, the Israelites would insult the unclean Gentiles by calling them dogs.
这班律法主义者称为外邦人，称他们为犬类。
They called them dogs to indicate that they were unclean and not fit to be in God's presence.
他们称呼他们为犬类的时候，认为他们是不适合的，是与神的同在。
Here in Philippians, Paul is now calling the Judaizers dogs.
所以保罗在这里讲到，这班的律法主义者就是一班的房，他们是一班的犬类。
They are the ones acting in a way that makes them unfit for God's presence.
这班的律法主义者他们所做的更加是不适合是在神的国的里面。
And these Judaizers were convinced that they were the ones doing God's work.
这班的律法主义者他们认为他自己是为神做的事情。
They were the good guys.
他们是一班的好的人。
But here, Paul calls them workers of evil.
保罗称呼他们是为这个邪恶去做的事情，作恶的。
The work that they were doing to convince the Gentiles to become like them was considered evil by Paul.
所以保罗认为这班的律法主义者叫腓立比所教导他们要做的，保罗认为他们是做一些邪恶的事情。
And then Paul brings his strongest words against them.
所以保罗有一些很强烈的说话来到是敌挡他们的教导。
He calls them mutilators of the flesh.
他们就说要防止他们妄自的行割。
These were words that described pagans who worshipped other gods and cut themselves.
就是这个字眼就是形容这个异教徒，他们是自割身体，伤残自己身体这个字。
And the Greek word that Paul uses here is the word that sounds like this, katatome.
就是保罗用这个字叫 katatome 这个希腊文。
And it's very similar to another Greek word, peritome.
就是这个字同这个希腊文这个 peritome 这个字有同一个的意思。
And peritome means circumcision.
这个 peritome 这个意思字就是解释是这个的割礼。
So Paul was making a play on words.
所以保罗是用一些字眼来到讲给你知。
In fact, in the very next verse, Paul contrasts the Philippian Christians by saying that they are the circumcision.
所以在下一节经文，保罗是以腓立比的基督徒是代表他们就是行这个国，他们就是这个国礼。
Paul was saying that the Judaizers are insisting that the Gentiles be circumcised to appease God.
这个犹太的律法主义者坚持这个外邦人一定要行这个国礼，然后要行了国礼，然后才可以取悦到神。
And Paul was saying that that is the same as when the pagans cut themselves to appease their gods.
保罗形容如果他们要求强迫这个腓立比教会 的外邦信徒要行国礼的时候，他们所做的就好像异教徒当中他们能够伤害身体的行为一样。
Paul was equating these Jewish believers with pagans who insisted on mutilating the flesh.
所以保罗以犹太人这个信徒来相比于异教徒所做的这些的伤害自己身体的行为一样。
So by calling these Judaizers dogs, evil workers, and mutilators of the flesh, he was essentially calling them pagans.
所以保罗是用防备这些犬类，防备他们作恶的，防备他们妄自行国的，他们保罗用是形容他们好像这些异端一样。
Paul was saying that these people had become the very thing that they themselves detested.
就是保罗形容他们这帮人所做的就是讨厌他们自己。
The Judaizers were sure that they were right.
这个律法主义者这帮人，他觉得他所做的是对的。
They were confident that they were the good guys.
他们很有信心，他们所做的是这些对的事情。
They were the ones on the inside with God, doing things God's way.
他们认为他们是属于神的里面，就是他所做的是神所希望他们所做的神的做事的方式。
But Paul says very clearly that they're wrong.
保罗在这里教导说他们所做的是错的。
They are actually thinking and acting like those that are opposed to God.
他们所做的好像所做的是敌对着神一样。
Now, in verse 3, Paul contrasts the Judaizers to the Christians in Philippi.
在第三节的时候，保罗是将这个腓立比教会的信徒同这个律法主义者来到相比的。
Let's read verse 3.
我们看第三节。
For it is we who are the circumcision, who serve by the Spirit of God, who boast in Christ Jesus and put no confidence in the flesh.
因为真受割礼的乃是我们这以神的灵敬拜，在耶稣基督里夸口，不靠着肉体的。
Now, the Philippian Gentile Christians had likely not been circumcised.
这班腓立比的信徒，很明显的，他们是未接受肉体这道的割礼。
But Paul says that they are truly the ones who could be called circumcised.
但是保罗说，腓立比教会的人，他们真正的受到这个灵里面的割礼。
They are the ones that are God's people.
他们是神所
They are not unclean dogs. And then Paul says that the Philippian Christians are the ones who truly serve by the Spirit of God.
就是保罗说腓立比的教会的人，他完全的用灵来都是服侍紧神。
They are the ones who do God's good work by their service.
就是神保罗认同他们所做的，他们做对神是做得一个忠心的服侍。
They are not the ones who do works of evil.
他们不是做这些邪恶的事情。
And finally, they are the ones who put their boast in Christ Jesus and what he has done.
所以他们所做的就是以基督来到为他们自夸。
They do not put their confidence in what they can do in the flesh.
他们不是靠着肉体来到行事。
They are not like the Judaizers who put their confidence in circumcision.
他们不是跟随这个律法主义者，是要说按着割礼，然后就说属于做了之后成为属于神。
The Philippian Christians were truly the people of God because of what Jesus had done.
腓立比嘅信徒，佢哋学习到真正系乜嘢耶稣基督为你所做嘅系正确嘅。
The Judaizers were convinced that they were the good guys and that the Philippians needed to become like them.
呢个律法主义者好相信嘅腓立比教会嘅信徒一定要好似佢哋一样接受割礼，然后至系真正嘅选民。
But the Judaizers were wrong.
但系呢个律法主义者呢班人系错嘅。
They had become exactly like what they detested most.
就系佢哋所做嘅系最唔啱嘅。
They wanted to do right, but their own upbringing had blinded them to the truth.
佢哋好希望系为神去做事，但系佢对真理真系视而不见。
Now, in the following verses, Paul demonstrates that he was once just like the Judaizers.
保罗喺下一句话咗俾你听，佢哋以往保罗系真系好似呢班嘅律法主义者嘅一样。
He desperately wanted to follow God, and he did it by persecuting and killing Christians.
保罗系好似一个律法主义者嘅，以前就系一个律法主义者嘅手，佢系跟随咗耶，佢认为跟随神就系要去逼迫呢啲嘅信徒。
But something changed his mind.
就系有一啲事情系令到保罗嘅思想嚟到改变过嚟。
First, he had a very real encounter with Jesus.
第一，佢真正嘅系自己亲自嘅遇见到耶稣。
And so he allowed Jesus to change his mind.
佢愿意让耶稣基督将佢嘅思想改变过嚟。
But one of the ways he changed his mind was by learning to read Scripture with new eyes.
就系佢能够将佢改变，佢用佢新嘅眼睛嚟到去睇呢啲嘅经文。
He knew all of the same scriptures as the Judaizers.
他们对于律法主义者这班人所读的经文，他都认识的。
He used to be convinced that the Gentiles were dogs and that circumcision was required.
当保罗未信耶稣基督之前的时候，他都认为这些外邦人是这些外邦的犬类。
But after his encounter with Jesus, he began reading scripture in a way that challenged his thinking.
当他接受了主之后，他对于看圣经用一个挑战的方式来到再一次思想经文所讲的。
He no longer read scripture simply to support his existing point of view.
他不是看这个经文是支持 他自己有的思想。
He let scripture change him by reading it in its entirety.
就是他用经文来到改变他自己的思想，来到看整片的图画。
So before, he had read that God had chosen Israel as his special people.
他明白以前上帝是拣选以色列人成为他的选民。
But now he also saw the larger story, that God's plan was always to bring blessing to all the nations.
但是他现在看到神是要对万人的祝福，要将所有万人来到拯救过来。
He had read that circumcision was the sign of the covenant.
他明白这个割礼是这个以前一个的约一个的表象征。
But now he also read in Deuteronomy that Moses had already promised a day when God would circumcise the hearts of his people.
在申命记他也看到摩西说要人改变成为神的选民，是更加要将人的心来到改变过来。
And this is why he was able to say that the Philippians were the true circumcision.
保罗就话俾腓立比教会人知，佢哋就系真正受过割礼呢班嘅人。
Paul had learned that the circumcision of the heart is the circumcision that counts.
就系呢个嘅心里边嘅割礼系真正嚟到系表明佢哋系神嘅选民。
Paul began reading scripture in a way that allowed scripture to challenge his points of view.
保罗是愿意看这些经文是改变他自己的观点。
And he stopped reading scripture simply using it to support his own point of view.
他不是整体买这些经文来支持他自己的观点。
If the Judaizers could have been willing to examine their own view by reading scripture the way Paul does, they might have been able to change their way of thinking.
所以如果这个律法主义者的人能够自己检讨自己的时候，奉献自己看的经文的时候，他就有机会能够改变了他自己的思想。
If they had been willing to truly listen to Paul, they might also have changed.
如果呢班律法主义者愿意放低自己听保罗嘅教导嘅时候，佢哋或许都可以有啲改变过嚟。
But they saw Paul as their enemy. He was one of the bad guys.
就系佢哋呢个律法主义者睇保罗系呢啲嘅敌人，佢系呢个坏嘅人。
Now, in our culture, it's easy to begin thinking in the same ways as these Judaizers.
所以我们在今天的文化里面，我们都好像这个律法主义者当中这样的思想。
Our society right now is very divided.
我们今天的社会是很大的分歧。
We disagree on important issues like racism and how to respond to this pandemic.
所以我们种族的问题有不同的意见，对疫情的处理有不同的意见。
We also see people get very passionate about insignificant issues, like who the best basketball player is.
更加一啲唔明顯嘅事情都有爭議，就係話邊個最好嘅運動員明星。
We are very divisive.
我哋喺生活呢個社會嚟講，係好多嘢都係睇得好分歧過嚟。
And we all tend to see our own view as the right way of thinking.
好多時我哋睇我哋自己睇嘅意見就係啱嘅。
And we also tend to think in terms of the good guys and the bad guys.
我们通常想一些好人或者这些坏人的思想。
We and those who think like us are the good guys, and those who think differently are the bad guys.
我们想就是同我们有同一个思想观念的时候，那班就是好人，同我们有观点思想不同的就是一班的坏人。
And we often talk to them and treat them with disdain because they are the bad guys.
因为他跟我们的思想不同的时候，我们要跟他们讲话都要讲得有分辨出来。
Well, at the same time, those people that think differently than us, they believe they're the good guys and we're the bad guys.
同样的，同对方，我们跟他们不同思想的，他们认为我们是错的，他们是对的。
Both sides are convinced that their way of thinking is the most just and the most righteous.
两方面都好，他们看着自己的所有的事都是说最啱的，是最公义的。
And we become so entrenched in our own positions that we rarely ever examine our own ideas.
我们大家都要，他们都是坚持这个己见，很少说自我来到检讨。
The Judaizers were convinced that they were right.
律法主义者很相信他们所想，所讲的是啱的。
They were not trying to do evil. They were actually trying to act like God's chosen people.
他们做的事不是邪恶的事情，他们所做的是希望，他们所做的，他认为神希望别人都是这样做。
And they had centuries of tradition and even certain scriptures to back up their point of view.
他们有很长远这个的传统过来，也都甚至有经文能够支持到他们的观点的。
They had no reason to question and examine their own way of thinking.
所以他们所想的，他们没理由要质疑自己的想法。
They knew they were the good guys.
他们想他们自己想的事是对的。
But Paul said that they were actually doing works of evil and acting like pagan idolaters.
保罗告诉他们，实际上他们所做的事情是好做一些邪恶的事情，好像异端异教人所做拜偶像的事一样。
Now, though this is not the main point of Philippians chapter 3, I want to take this opportunity to learn from the Judaizers.
所以我这个不是我今天要所教导的论点，而是说我们希望看到这个律法主义者他们所讲的事情。
They were wrong about who they were, and they were wrong about what God wanted.
他们错在他们怎样想自己，他们错在就是怎样想神怎样想。
They were convinced that they were the ones with the right motives and the ones who knew God's ways.
他们完全相信自己所想的是有正确的动机，知道神的心意。
Many of us hold strong positions about the issues of our day.
今天我们也是坚持己见的。
And I'm sure that each of us are convinced that our positions are just and good.
我们有些坚持我自己所相信的位置是正确，同埋所想的是好的。
I trust that none of us are intending to promote evil.
我没有想过大家是做这些坏的事情。
We are people that are rooted in our own traditions and our own worldviews, which give us no reason to question our own ideas.
我哋对于我哋嘅传统系根深蒂固，冇理由去质疑我哋所谂嘅观点嘅。
We can often even find certain scriptures to back up our point of view.
我哋甚至乎揾到经文嚟到支持我哋嘅谂法。
We are convinced that we are the good guys.
我哋相信我哋自己所做嘅，我哋系好人。
But I want to put a challenge out to us today.
我今日想向大家发出一个嘅挑战。
I want to challenge us to re-examine our own points of view on these important issues.
我哋想再大家重新嘅嚟到检讨自己，对于某一啲嘅重要一啲嘅概念，要重新去思想一下。
We so often begin with the assumption that we're the good guys, and those with other points of view are the bad guys with bad intentions.
有时我哋谂嘅嘢，觉得我哋谂嘅系啱，但系对方同我谂嘅嘢唔同嘅时候，佢哋系错嘅。
I think we should at least begin with an assumption that both sides at least want to do good.
我哋要重新去思想一下，我哋要假设就系我哋大家都谂嘅做嘅事情。都是啱的，出发点是好的。
And that doesn't mean that every position is correct.
但亦都话唔系话每一个嘅想法都系啱对嘅。
But as long as we see ourselves in a battle against evil opponents, we're not going to feel the freedom to re-examine our own positions.
如果我哋要坚持好似同敌人一样咁嚟到作战嘅态度嘅时候，我哋就冇呢个嘅空间去自己检讨我哋自己。
And we certainly won't be willing to listen to those who think differently.
更加我哋唔会能够愿意听到人哋所讲嘅唔同我哋所讲嘅意见。
Our opinions on the issues of the world are shaped by our cultures and by our upbringing and even by our media.
所以我哋对世界嘅谂法、观点，都由于我哋有好强呢个嘅文化，我哋嘅成长。甚至呢个媒体都影响到我哋所谂嘅。
And it is so easy to mix together our faith positions with our cultural understandings of the world.
好容易将我哋嘅信仰嘅位置同埋文化去明白呢个世界嘅问题。
For instance, we could mistake Chinese tradition for God's way of doing things.
我哋有错误嘅谂法，就系以中国嘅传统方式。因为这个神要是这样做事的方式。
Or we could mix the values of middle class America with the values of God.
甚至以中等的美国人的价值观，认为这个就是神认定这个价值观。
We could easily impose our understanding of justice onto the God who is the standard of justice.
很容易将我们想的明白这个公义加在神对公义这个的标准的里面。
I think we need to ask God to help us become aware of our own cultural biases when we engage the issues of our day.
我哋要求神帮助我哋，要察觉我哋对文化上有啲嘅偏见，去处理今日呢啲世界嘅问题。
So I want to challenge us to dedicate ourselves to reading Scripture the way Paul did.
所以我要发出去大家嘅挑战，让我哋好似保罗嚟到向你。保罗一样，我哋重新嚟到睇呢个圣经。
Read it in a way that allows Scripture to challenge us, rather than using Scripture to support our own points of view.
所以我哋再睇圣经嘅时候，用圣经向我哋挑战、改变我哋嘅思想，唔系用圣经嚟到支持我哋呢个嘅谂法。
Now, in the end, we might conclude that we were indeed correct about our opinions of the world.
最终的也都说可以，因为经文在给我们思想的时候，我们想的或者是真的对的。
But we also may be challenged to think in new ways.
或者要向我们发出一个挑战，我们要从一个新的角度来到看下世界的问题。
In regards to certain issues, we might even find that we're not the good guys that we think we are.
我哋再重新思想嘅时候，再发现我哋未必谂嘅嘢系完全系啱嘅。
God through His Scripture might challenge us to rethink our views。
所以神嘅经文再一次能够系挑战我哋嘅思想，去再一次嘅思想呢个世界上嘅问题。
The Judaizers were not willing to re-examine themselves and to allow Scripture to challenge them。
呢个 猶太嘅律法主義者，佢哋唔容讓呢個聖神嘅經文嚟到佢哋挑戰、改變佢哋嘅思想過嚟。
And they were not willing to listen to their opponents.
佢哋唔願意聽取別人對佢唔同嘅意見。
I want to become willing to let God change my mind.
我願意神能夠改變我自己嘅思想。
I want to dedicate myself to reading God's word with an open heart and listening to those who oppose me.
我願意用一個敞開嘅心嚟到讀上帝嘅說話，能夠聽取別人對我嘅意見。
Now, I'm not asking that we change our opinions about every issue out there.
我唔係叫大家改變呢個大家對某嘅觀呢啲嘅觀念嘅思想。
But I am asking that we be willing to re-examine our views and to do that by reading scripture well and truly listening to others.
我想去大家一個挑戰，能夠再一次用讓經文嚟到向我哋啟發我哋一個嘅思想，能夠聽取別人對我哋唔同嘅意見。
The Judaizers fit Jesus into the way that they already thought about their faith and their world.
去將耶穌基督放在他们自己 的律法的主义当中，是认为他们是这样是最适合的。
But Paul let Jesus change his way of thinking.
但是保罗是说用耶稣基督改变我们的思想过来。
And so today I'm challenging each of us to be more like Paul and less like the Judaizers, as we read scripture and engage the issues of our day.
所以我们希望好像保向大家发出挑战，我们要用保罗的心态去看这个经文，让这个经文能够向我们改变我们自己的思想，不是犹太人这样坚持他自己的想法。
Would you pray with me?
我们一起来到祷告。
Lord, there is so much going on in our world today.
上帝，我们在这个世界当中有很多的事情发生。
We are dealing with important issues here in the US.
上帝，在美国有很多重要的问题要解决。
But there are also important issues throughout the world.
神在世界当中更加有很多的事情要去处理。
In the wake of this pandemic, we still remember what has been going on in Hong Kong.
主要在这个的在疫情的当中，我们更加为到香港来到祷告。
And Lord, we are at a place in society where it is easy to be divisive.
神啊，我们今天在这个社会里面，我们看的事情很多时令我们有分歧不同的看法。
And we are being taught by our world to think of people with other ideas as our enemies.
神啊，我们是受到这个传统的教育，人家所讲的不同我们所讲的，就是我们不可以接纳。
And it's easy to surround ourselves with media that just reinforces our views.
很多时候也受到这个外界的媒体对我们的影响，来到影响到我们的思想。
Lord, we want to be agents of good in this world.
神啊，我们希望成为这个世界当中一个好的使者。
We want to know how to enact justice and peace in our world.
神啊，我们愿意求你给我们智慧，怎样来到行出公义，能够使这世界当中有这个和平。
I want to think the right ways about the issues of our day.
神啊，我愿意再一次的思想我们今天所想的是怎样处理。
But it's so easy to already assume that I think right about them.
很多时候我都假设我自己所想的对他们所想的是对。
Lord, help us to be like Paul, who allowed you to change his mind.
神啊，我们希望好像保罗一样，你可以将他的思想改变过来。
Help us to dedicate ourselves to reading scripture with open hearts.
神啊，愿意我们用时间的来到读你的说话，用敞开的心来到读你的话语。
Help us to be able to truly listen to those with different ideas than us.
神啊，愿意我们用一个个敞开的心，听到别人对我们不同的见解。
Help us to be willing to re-examine our own thoughts and ideas about important issues.
神啊，再一次俾我哋思考对某啲嘅重要嘅问题，再一次有新嘅重新嘅思想思考。
And as we do that, I pray you would solidify those things that we are correct about.
神啊，亦都如果我哋思想嘅时候，求你嚟到巩固我哋， 能够所坚定我哋所谂嘅，都系帮助我哋谂嘅系啱。
But would you help us to be willing to change in the places that we're wrong?
神啊，亦都求你帮助我哋，如果系错嘅，愿意我哋神你有启示，俾我哋能够放低改变过嚟。
You know what is right and what is good and what is true, God.
神啊，你系一个真神，你知道乜嘢系啱，乜嘢系对。
And I believe you want to teach those things to your children.
神啊，我知道你愿意将呢啲嘅真理嚟到教导你嘅儿女。
Help us to be teachable.
神啊，帮助我哋有一个受教嘅心。
Help us to not be like the Judaizers.
神啊，帮助我哋唔系成为呢个犹太嘅律法主义者一样。
Instead, help us to be more like Paul.
神啊，帮助我哋好似保罗一样有个敞开嘅心。
And then, as you work to change our minds, would you make this world more like your kingdom?
神啊，愿意你改变我哋嘅时候，更加将呢个世界当中人嘅思想都一样改变过嚟。
So that your kingdom would come and be on this earth as it is in heaven.
主啊，愿你嘅国能够用天国能够如同在天上嘅国如同在地上一样。
In Jesus' name, amen.
我哋祷告奉我哋救主耶稣基督嘅名祷告，阿门。Now is the church announcement. 多谢每一个嘅委员，佢哋准时嘅将呢啲嘅年报都系交咗出嚟。咁亦都多谢 Ben 弟兄能够将佢完全嘅系完结嘅嚟到成为我哋一个一年嘅教会嘅报告。咁由于呢个嘅社会这个安全嘅关系。我哋要用呢个嘅电邮，你要将呢份个报告送俾你哋。如果你哋想有一份印好嘅一个嘅刊登嘅报告，请通知我，咁然后我就会预备印几多份嚟到教送俾大家。Thank you to the committee chair for the timely submitting the annual reports. Many thanks to Ben for putting together the entire report. In the interest of public safety.And health, we will only be sending out a copy of the report electronically. If you do not have access to the email and need a hard copy, please notify me and I arrange to have a printed copy mailed to you. 下一个主日就是我们这个周年这个的家庭的教会的会议。咁我哋喺完咗呢个崇拜之后，我哋就有呢个嘅年会，请大家亦都系我哋私下用一个嘅直接嘅转播嘅呢个敬拜个方式。咁完咗呢个敬拜，我哋就开大家开一个嘅年会，亦都可以大家有呢个见面嘅机会。Next Sunday after the service, we will hold our annual business meeting to pass the annual report.Because of this, we will be conducting a live worship service at 11 a.m. on Zoom. Please join us at 11 a.m. next Sunday to worship together. And also please for those who are leading the worship that Sunday, that this is the first time we will be doing a live worship service on Zoom. Please pray that things run smoothly in this format.所以请大家为我们祷告，因为是第一次的在这个网上直接的转播的时候，有很多方面我们都要技术上要有克服，请大家为我们祷告。As we enter the summer, Pastor Scott had offered to teach a new Bible class during this time. If you are interested in participating, please contact James Chin to sign up. 咁在这个夏天 ,Pastor Scott 就会是带另一个嘅查经班，如果大家有兴趣嘅，请尽快嘅同阿 James 弟兄嚟到联络。Please continue to pray for Brother Warren. His condition has stabilized. Please continue to pray for his health. Please also pray for his family during this difficult time as they support Warren. Warren 弟兄嘅情况系比较稳定啲。而家请大家继续嘅为佢祷告，求神俾佢家庭有智慧嘅，点样亦都系喺呢个困难嘅时候，俾佢哋有力量。 And also, please continue praying for Annie Wu. She's making progress every day. Please pray that she makes a full recovery. And also, please continue to pray for Paul and the children. 我们继续为到 Annie Wu 姐妹来到祷告，她每一日都有这个进展，请求大家来到为她祷告，等她完全能够康复，来到为到 Paul 弟兄来到祷告，等她怎样来到照顾这个家庭。As the most updated is Annie Wu, the rehab center, they have 3 confirmed corona cases. So Paul cannot visit the facility. So this is very hard for Paul's family. 因为Annie Wu 住在这个康复院里面，有多过三个的感染这个肺炎的症状。所以他们不可以去到这个地方来到探望 Annie Wu 姐妹，所以这个是一个很困难的时候。So let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time that we can come to worship you. Thank you for granting us the peace during this pandemic, that we can rely on the spiritual for strength. I pray that we may learn to count your blessing every day. We continue to pray for our church family. You know that each one of us need during this time, and I ask that you may intercede and provide for us. We look forward to next week. We may be able to worship you together again live. In Jesus' name, we pray.
亲爱的天父，我多谢你俾我哋今日可以敬拜你，多谢你喺呢个嘅疫情当中俾我哋有呢个嘅平安。我哋完全要依靠你，俾我哋属灵当中一种嘅力量，能够克服呢啲嘅困难。而我哋每一日都系数算神俾我哋新嘅恩典。我哋为到我哋教会嘅家庭嚟到祷告，我哋知道每一日我哋都需要神，你与我哋同在。求主你亲自嘅系与我哋供应俾我哋。我哋期待下一个星期能够有直接嘅主播，能够有呢个嘅直接嘅敬拜嘅仪式。我们祷告奉我们救主耶稣基督的名祷告。In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.